I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Artificial turf, almost universally hated by pro football athletes, has claimed another injury victim. At least that's the way a former NFL player is seeing it, and he's speaking out. Should NFL owners pull it and put in natural turf? The argument for using artificial turf gets a bit complicated. Let's go through it. The latest season-ending lower body injury is being suffered by New York Giants wideout Malik Nabers, who's torn his ACL during his game against the LA Chargers at MetLife Stadium. Now, MetLife is home to the New York Giants and the New York Jets. Former Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. up on X saying, "Dear NFL, I mean this with the utmost love and respect. We," he quotes the NFL, "we the NFL take all precautions in the world with everything when it comes to players' health and safety." Beckham doesn't agree and goes on, "Please, please, get rid of this," insert angry expletive emoji, "turf. Thank you in advance. Love." This argument comes up every year when a star player blows out a knee or Achilles, like Aaron Rodgers did at the same stadium, MetLife. The NFL says it will investigate, and then nothing happens. The NFL Players Association hasn't been able to make any inroads during negotiations. Beckham, in a follow-up post, calls MetLife "death life." So the National Institutes of Health actually has done a study. It compared artificial with natural in the 2021 and 2022 seasons. Its conclusion? A higher incident rate of injuries on artificial surfaces compared with natural, and the odds of season-ending injury were found, quote, to be significantly higher on artificial turf compared with natural grass. Now the reasoning is simple. Natural grass gives with a sharp cut or change of direction. Artificial, no, not very much. So when the turf doesn't give, what does? Oh, right. Ligaments, tendons, ouch. The World Cup finals of soccer will be hosted in the U.S. in 2026 as part of their agreement, MetLife, and all hosting stadiums with turf will have to install a grass surface for the tournament. The plans then are to switch back to turf after the tournament. So what's the hang-up? Well, there are a couple of major components, money and convenience. Very simply, over the long haul, simple maintenance of turf is much less costly, and seemingly more important is the fact that these expensive state-of-the-art stadiums are not just built for football. They host major concerts and major events that tear up the grass. For example, MetLife hosted a Bruce Springsteen concert, a Giants game, and a Jets game in a four-day period a couple of years ago. SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles is booked big time for concerts. They all make owners, investors, and governments money. The owners and NFL say some of that money gets funneled back to the teams and then to the players. So, two things can be true at the same time. Players are getting hurt more on turf? True. Owners make more money that benefits the teams? True. But at what cost? Life is a series of trade-offs, for sure, but how far does this go before the pain is too much? What makes sense? Email me, if you like, at ed@edbaxternews.com.